Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf pei dalet. Pei dalet is communion daf. The Gemara is going to remind us that yesterday we had five separate tanuim, all of them focusing on the same issue. Each one of them brought a different source, a different makor for the same halacha. But because each one brought a different source, each one came out a little bit differently, halacha lemaisa. To understand the next Jikul Gemara, we have to really do a quick chazara of all those five different shitois hatanur. If we go back to Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, the beginning of the perek which we started yesterday, all of them address the same issue, and that is that a korban that was originally a kosher korban, but unfortunately became posel if it got to the top of the mizbeach, do you remove it or do you not remove it? What the Gemara calls im olu yerdu, im olu lo yerdu. So our Mishnah began yesterday, hamizbeach mekadesh es haroi loy. Anything that was roy, Rashi points out immediately, we don't mean roy now, we're talking about a filled dover posel she'olu lemizbeach. The first Rashi in the new perek, that even something which became posel, but it was roy at one time, and subsequently became posel. The easy cases are, for instance, that it became posel biyoitze. It was a wonderful, beautiful carbon, and someone, either on purpose or by accident, took some of that carbon outside of its mechitzos. For instance, kachi kudishim, taking it outside of the azora, comes posel biyoitze. The person brought it back into the azora now, and a kohen mistakenly put it on top of the mizbeach. Do you just leave it there, or do you take it down? Our Mishnah says a mizbeach mekadesh es haroi loy. Since at one time it was ro'oi to be on the mizbeach, even though currently it is posel, leave it on the mizbeach. Don't take it down. So that's the general rule that everybody agrees to, at least in certain cases. The question is, would you take this from Rabbi Yeshua? At the beginning of the Mishnah, said we learned this from the pasuk, velcha pasuk. Pasuk was at the beginning of Parshas Tzav. It says in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, Vaydabashem Moshe Leimar, Tzav esaharen vesbunav Leimar, Zois toiras hu oila, hi hu oila al moita ala mizbeach kol alayla. Now the second hi hu oila is totally Iberic. Iberic means it's superfluous, because we already said, Zois toiras hu oila. So we're talking about the oila. You don't have to say now, hi hu oila. We don't mean a chatas, we don't mean an osham, we don't mean a toida, we don't mean any other garment, shtaita, zois toiras oila. So the words oila are redundant. And the Gemara learns from that there are certain times, even though the carbon is posel, that in Allah, if it's already on the mizbeach, leave it there. But the posel continues on, oila al moita al mizbeach. Moita means on the fire, which we normally call the ma'arocha, where they put every single day the mamushal, the hector, chalavim, the avarim of a carbon oila, or the aymerin of all the other kabbanis that go on the mizbeach, that's on the moita. And then the mizbeach, of course, is referring to the mizbeach achitzoin in the azar. So Rabbi Yeshua focuses on the word moita, as he says in the Mishnah, kaloroi li'ishim, ishim means the fire on the mizbeach, im Allah, even though it should not have been brought to the top of the mizbeach because it had some psul, such as the psul yoitze that we spoke about before, leave it there. Just like the oil is royal ishim on the moikid. Moikid means the fire. Anything which was roy at one time to put on the fire, him ola loyerit. Ram Gamliel learns from the exact same pasuk, but he doesn't focus on the word moita. He focuses on the word mizbeach. The same pasuk that we just read now. So he's told us, oila al moita al ha mizbeach. Says Ram Gamliel, karoila mizbeach, him ola loyerit. Now you're wondering, what's the difference between Rabbi Yeshua and Ram Gamliel? They're both saying the same thing. Rabbi Yeshua says on the Maroch, on the Mizbeach, and Ram Gamliel says on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah itself told us the Nafkimina, three lines before the end of the Mishnah, Ein Beidim Ram Gamliel or Rabbi Yeshua, Ela Hadam V'Hanis Sochim. Dam, all Kabbalists, of course, there is some sort of Zerika Sadam, Hazor Sadam, Nesina Sadam. There's always Dam involved, so that obviously has a relationship to the Mizbeach. But it doesn't go on the Maroch, it doesn't go on the Ishim, and similarly Nesachim. Ulti, you pour them out on the shittim at the top of the mizbeach in the corner, but they don't go on the marocha. Oh, this is the nafkiminim. Amgamliel oimer lo yerdu. If the dam or nesachim became possible, go to the top of the mizbeach. Don't take them down. Leave them. And Rabbi Shua oimer yerdu. And Rabbi Shua says, no, you do take it down. Why does Rabbi Shua hold yerdu? Because it has nothing to do with the moikta. Why does Rabbi Gamliel say, leave it there? Because it's on the Mizbeach, and these are roi for the Mizbeach. So that's the machlok between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel, the Gabi Hilchois, Dam, and the Sochem, that became possible, im olu, whether yerdu or not. And then we have the third sheet of the Mishnah, that was Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't address Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, but rather he has his own limud, having to do with a korban that has an adjunct, or an accessory. Which korban has an adjunct? Oilois and shlomim and certain other korbanos, you bring a korban, not a korban, you bring along with it nisachim. The full term is really minchas nisachim. Minchas nisachim is referring to a korban mincha, together with nisachim, that you go and pour out the wine, and during sikkis you pour out the water on the shittim on top of the mizbech. So Reb Shimon addresses what happens if the zevach was kosher. The korban was totally fine, gevaldige korban, but nesachim unfortunately became possible. Had the nesachim become possible, like we discussed, it went outside, possibly yoytzik, possibly tumah. Anyway, you should not put this on the mizbech. But unfortunately, it got to the top. Anyway, what is happens now? Reb Shimon says hazevach lo yered. A zevach, even though it doesn't have the accompanying kosher nisachim, no problem. Put the zevach on the mizbech, not put it on. Even if the zevach itself became posel as a result of becoming posel b'yoytzi, posel b'tuma, no problem. Im ola lo yered, leave it there. And the nisachim, a web which is not the ikar carbon, it's only an accessory, it's only an adjunct from the carbon. If it became posel, even though it's on top of the mizbech, take it down yet. So those are the three shittas of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel, who are kamat the same, only nafkimin is the dam and the nesachim, and then Rabbi Shimon that talks about the accessory to the carbon in terms of the nesachim. Now, we turn to the Amid Beis. We had two new mandiyamim. Who are the two new mandiyamim? We had Rabbi Yossi Haglili, and we had Rabbi Akiva. Where was this Rabbi Yossi Haglili? It's about 75% down the Amud. You see where the Gemara quotes Reb Shimon Oimer from our Mishnah. Then skip three lines. Reb Yosi Glili Oimer. Mitoch Shenemar Kal Negea B'Mizbeach Yikdosh. Anything which touches the Mizbeach becomes imbued with Kedusha. Shemei Ani Ben Roy Ben She'en Roy. Sounds like whether or not this carbon was Roy to go on the Mizbeach, or even if it becomes Posel, Kolam and Negea B'Mizbeach, anybody that touches it, not anybody, but any carbon, anything having to do with the Beis Hamikdash, touch the Mizbeach, automatically it gets infused with tremendous Kedusha. So, one second.
Yeah.
So I would think that this applies across the board. Tamalim only Kvasim. Why does the Gemara say only Kvasim? Because these are two Psukim back to back. The Mizbeach Yichtosh, that was Torah Ora Shalom number 3. And then the next Pasuk says, and number 4, Vizeshar Tasla Mizbeach Kvasim. Ma Kvasim Uyin Av Kol Roi. That's Rabbi Yosi Glili. Rabbi Yosi Glili says it's got to be kvasim. V'kiva oimer, I learned from the pasuk oila. Where's the pasuk oila? Number 5, oila stumenet l'riseichem, etc. etc. It says oila ma oila ru'uya afkol ru'uya. What's the nafkimina between kvasim and between oila? Zokti yimara nafkimina is the gabi oila so oif psula ikimenai. What happens if you have an oila so oif that became pasul for whatever reason? Yoitse, tumma, whatever. What's the din now with this oil? Normally this oil, you put it on top of the mizbeach. Oh, machloikis. According to basically that you learn from kvasim, kvasim means a behaima, and not an oif. According to Rabbi Akiva, no, oif is also included because I learned from the term oil, and oil obviously includes an oilus oif. It's an oil. Toisa says we're not only including oilam and oilus oif, but in fact including every single carbon. If you look at the third toisus from the bottom, my oiler uya, the tzerach ledaktik, be medaktik throughout this sugya, the kulish mitin, the marbin and color kabanis afagav dechsev oiler. Even though it says oiler, we're not referring only to an oiler, mitan oiler sa'ov, we're referring to achatas, mitashlomim, mitan, with all the other kabanis as well. So, bottom line is we have these two numan diyamrim that say, yes, even though it became possible. Nevertheless, if it's kvasim or that type, put it on the leave it on the mizbech. Not put it. Leave it on the mizbech. Says Rabbi Kiva, even if it's not a kvasim, it's an oila, meaning including oila sa'oiv. Also, if it became possible, leave it on the mizbech. So have our five mandi amrim, three from our Mishnah, Reb Shua, Reb Gamliel, and Reb Shimon, and now we have Reb Gaglili and Reb Akiva. Before we continue, Ariel has a question.
So when is the specific moment when a korban's imbued with Kedusha?
When it touches the mizbech.
Okay.
Good.
So in the lineup of our
Zaki ben Zaki is in Bruch Vatzucha.
Should
for into the grocery
shoot. Should
Baruch Hashem.
In the lineup of substances that im alu yerdu,
yes,
nisachim, and dam,
right,
are only Rabbi Gamliel says leave them up there. It seems like everybody else is saying that Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yosef all saying nisachim and dam, if they get to the top and they're not roy, take them down. Only Rabbi Gamliel seems to be saying the nisachim and dam are in this
good news
for you. Is that correct?
Please look to Pei Dalet Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
Start on the second line. The last word on the line is, what did it say?
Rabbi Yeshua, okay.
Last word on the line is Nisachim on the second line. Nisachim, Bam Bifnei Atzim, Kulan, etc. Then the next line, Nisachim, Bam in Mazebach, Dwey Kulan.
Pei Dalet.
This is only to satisfy Brother Barry that is raising the issue of Nisachim. What I'm telling him is, in a Mietz Hashem, with another 2 or 3 minutes, we're going to, in fact, address them on their head in the Gemara. But I was delighted to be able to share with you those thoughts already before getting to them.
But I don't understand it. So with Yosef Lili, is he any different than Yeshua? I mean, it's royal Yishim.
Very good. So we have now altogether the five different cheetahs. We have our Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, where the only difference between the two is Nesachim and Dam.
Right.
From now on, the Gemara only talks about Nesachim, they don't talk about the Dam. That's that. Their machloik is, Reb Shimon in the Mishnah comes to distinguish between an accessory to a carbon and just the carbon itself. We haven't spoken this out yet, but there'll be a big nafkimina legabi, a person who wants to bring Nesachim on their own, not as an adjunct to a carbon. Can you do that? The answer is Miyat Hashem. In another week or so, we're going to have a Mishnah which says, yes, you can menadev nesachim on their own, yayin, without bringing a carbon. I have extra wine, or I don't have extra wine, but I love the sight of the wine being poured into the shittim. You can go and bring that as well. We'll see that according to Reb Shimon, the only time that he disqualified the nesachim and says, yerdu, come down, is only if they were an adjunct, not if it was brought independently. The two other mandiyama that we just had now in the Braisa, which were Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva, their focus is that it has to be dafka, something which is a balchai, which means, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's dafka going to be behemis, that excludes oifois as well as mincha, and Rabbi Akiva that adds the oifois oif, he expands it from the balchai, behemis, to oifois, but he also agrees that mincha and Nesachim not, because neither Mincha nor Nesachim is a behema or an oif. All of this Mietzchem will now be itemized and detailed in great detail over the next few lines. We're up to the final line on, actually, last two lines on Pei Gimel Amid Beis. You see the parentheses, Rish Lakish Omar, it's really Omar Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish is not responding, this is a new shtickle. What Rish Lakish is going to do is give us five or six different cases, and he's going to say, what does everyone hold of the five? It's very, very simple, Rabbi Yisai. However, we have to go and concentrate to remember what everybody holds. So Rish Lakish, a mincha habo bifnei atzma, a mincha that comes on its own. Now, normally when you think of mincha comes on its own, every mincha comes on its own. I'm a nadav, a carbon mincha. However, what we mean over here is a minchas nesachim, which I'm bringing without the actual carbon itself. What does that mean, a minchas nesachim? We're focusing on the mincha aspect now, not on the nesachim aspect. Every time you go and bring a carbon, for instance, your carbon oil, your carbon shlamim, what does it say in the pasuk? Minchasim veniskeyim kimdubar, shloish esrein on the par, shnei esrein on the oil, esrein on the kevis echad. Excellent. So that's the mincha, the shloisha esrayim, the shnei esrayim. What do you do with that carbon mincha? As opposed to your normal, regular carbon mincha, you take a kmitza, and you put the kmitza on the marocha, and the rest of the mincha is nechal lekoyhanim. A mincha sesochim is like a minchas koyin, which is kol tiyeh on the mizbeach. You don't eat any of that mincha, of the minchas sesochim. So the case that we're talking about specifically, the mincha bo b'fnei atzma, means that mincha of the normal minchas nesachim. The reason why it's called b'fnei atzma, because it's not an adjunct to another carbon, it's just on its own. Can you go and be menadev or be noider a minchas nesachim on its own, just the mincha, to be kol on the mizbeach, says our Gemara, yes. Now, for all of those of you that think that I'm making all this up, if you look at the top Rashi on Pei Dalet Amid Aleph, Mincha Habo'a, the word Belula seems to be a mistake. Instead of Belula, it should be really Kloimar. Kula Biglal Atzma. This Mincha is being brought just on its own. Kigoin, HaMisnadev, Mincha Sesochem, B'loi Zavach. Just Mincha Sesochem, without the Zavach. The Efsher, Lassus, Ked, yeah, you can do this. Kidul Kamon Dach Tzadik Aleph, Mi'etshem, in another week, we're going to learn that. So he's only being menadev a mincha sesachim, just the mincha, not even the nesachim, just the mincha. And that mincha is different than your standard mincha, that it's kula kolul on the mizbeach.
Strange, I was always bothered by this. Nesachim to me means pouring.
Mm-hmm.
So we say mincha nesachim, it seems to be...
Mincha nesachim is a contraction of two terms. It's a mincha together with nesachim. Every time you're bringing your mashal on yontif, minchusim eskem kim dubar, you bring the shloish esroinim, that's the mincha part, and then besides that, you have to go and say, chatziahin, shlishisahin, or aviyasahin. So you have both the mincha, part of the mincha sesachim, and you have the nesachim part of the mincha sesachim. We just put them together for convenience as a package deal. Just like if you want to go and, you want to go and buy a present, so included with the present is also the wrapping and the ribbon on top. So when you bring certain kabbonis together with that carbon, you have to go and bring as well a mincha and nesachim, and the full kabbonis
can. Independently, standing alone, does that have nesachim with it? Or does it have the libation?
What standing alone?
It's not part of another carbon.
You can. You want to bring a carbon mincha on its own? Sure, you can do that.
But
no problem.
Does it have appurtenances to it? Does it have...
The minimum has to be one isaroin, and if you want to leave it in one kli, it has to be a maximum of 60 isaroin.
Right.
The royal abila. Yeah. But you can make even 1,000 isaroin, right. And then you
but
have to
about
go...
What you need a wine...
No.
So minchas nesachim, so you're not... It's not your minade of mincha, not a minchas nesachim.
Exactly. The reason why we call minchas nesachim is Rashi called minchas nesachim, to remind you, we're not talking about your normal average mincha, where you take a kmitza, put on the mizbeach, and the shar nechal kahanim, this mincha sesachim is totally on the mizbeach from top to bottom, without the nesachim, just the mincha part of the mizbeach.
Is a kometz taken from it?
No kometz.
It's like the whole thing. It's like the mincha coin brings.
Just like a mincha's coin, exactly right. Kol tia. You can never do a kabbat, tayr, chush, and yir, as a vilt. No, as a vilt. Bruchim tia, hatzlucha rabba chol en yirin. Anyway, so this is the mincha bof niyatzma. So now what happens, it unfortunately became tamei. How did it become tamei? It touched a nevela, it touched a dead sheret, or it became possibly yoytze. What do you do now with that carbon? So lichatchil, what you should do is you should just put it on that place on the harabayis where all posel or kabonis are burned. But whoever was in charge of this mincha either didn't know that it became posel, or he didn't know the halacha, and he brought it up to the top of the mizbeach. What's the din? This mincha bov niyatzel divrei kulan. Now the words of divrei kulan, as you'll see over the next 10 lines, is a little bit, I don't want to use the term misleading, however, it's not the way you would typically find it, because the divrei kulan sounds like kuli alma moidi. Really what it means is that this is the majority opinion. Majority opinion is loy teiret. The divrei yisagli rabba kiva is teiret. Who is the divrei kulan loy teiret? That's referring to the three tanoim of our Mishnah. Which three tanoim? Reb Yeshua and Reb Gamliel. Those two hold. Who cares if it became tamei? The bottom line is, if it's roi either liishim, mincha's roi liishim, it's roi lemizbeach. It's not dam and it's not nesachim. Nesachim, of course, are the pouring of nesachim that you don't pour nesachim on the fire. If anything, it might extinguish the fire. But the point is, but a mincha, of course, you put on the fire. So these two tanoim, Reb Yeshua and Reb Gamliel, clearly hold. If it went on top, loiter. And the same thing applies to the third man, the Amar Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon said the only thing that you take down is if it's the adjunct of the carbon. Here you brought Bifnei Atzva, it's not the adjunct. You brought this mincha of the parentheses, mincha sesachim, but you brought it on its own, not together with an oil, not together with a shlam, not together with anything else. So even the even Reb Shimon of our Mishnah would agree, loy teir. However, Reb Yosi Aglili, Reb Akiva, since they said that the only thing loy teir, it's got to be a bal chai, either a behema or an oif, a mincha nishka bal chai, so nishka behema, nishka oif, and therefore teir. Okay, so that's very straightforward. Next case, mincha bo'im hazevach. Oh, the same mincha sesachim, but it didn't come on its own. It came together with another karm. You brought your karm shlomim, and you brought together with it a mincha sesachim. So this mincha bo'im hazevach, unfortunately, this mincha somehow or other became tamei, became possible yoytze, and somehow it found its way to the top of the mizbeach. What do you do now? Ola yered or ola lo yered? Is the Divrei Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Yeshua loy teired? According to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah, since it's ro'ui li'ishim and it's ro'ui le'mizbeach, loy teired. Just leave it there. The Divrei Kulan, the other three, meaning Rabbi Shimon and the other two, which was Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva. Now, Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva, that's a double pashit because they said it's got to be a bal chai, either behema or an oif. A mincha is neither of the two, so teiret. But even Reb Shimon of Mishnah, gzuntai, he also holds teiret. Why does he hold teiret? Because he says that since this is an adjunct to a carbon, he's bringing it mincha bo im hazevach. Oh, so just like the case in the Nesachim in our Mishnah, it's an accessory. It's not itzim carbon itself. If it becomes tummy, it becomes possibly yoytze arub. Teiret, take it down. So notice this Divrei Kulan over here is a different Divrei Kulan than before. This is the majority opinion. The three, meaning the Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva, together with Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah. Now let's talk about Nesachim b'mifnei atzman. Oh, this is again the Nesachim part of the Minchas Nesachim. We're just talking Nesachim b'mifnei atzman. Says Rashi, yes, you can be menadev for the Mizbeach, Nesachim on their own, even without a Zevach. For those of you that are concerned, we're Vuzven, and we're not going to have that on Daf Tzadik Aleph in another week. You have to wait to Masechtas Menachos. But in Miyat Hashem, we get to Menachos, you can be Menadiv Yayin B'loi Zevach. Okay, so you brought Nesachim on their own. Not with a carbon. And unfortunately, they became possibly Yoytze, Tomei. So Divrei Kulan Yerdu, according to all, again, I mean the majority opinion is, take it down. The Divrei Gamliel Reb Shimon Lo Yerdu. You would not take it down. Okay, so let's analyze who would hold it to take it down. Obviously, it's the three that are not Rav Gamliel. So let's start off with Rabbi Shua of our Mishnah. What did Rabbi Shua say?
Ishim.
Since it's Ishim, Nesachim doesn't go on Ishim. Yerid. No. Okay, that's very simple. According to Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah, what does Rabbi Shimon hold in our Mishnah? That anything that brought with something else, then Yerid. However, Rabbi Shimon our Mishnah holds that if it's bo b'fnei atzmoi, that's lo yered. And that's why the different Rav Gamliel, that says specifically in our Mishnah, that as long as it's mizbeach and not moit, lo yered. Reb Shimon who says only if it comes together with another carbon, then yered, but otherwise lo yered. So Rav Gamliel, Reb Shimon is lo yered. So who are the divrei kulan? So besides the first mandium of our Mishnah, Reb Yeshua, that says it has to be dafka moikid and ishim, the sachem but the atzan not ishim, and according to Reb Yosef Glili and Reb Akiva, they're not a bal chai, it's not a behema, it's not an oif, and therefore yerdu. Right, so very very clear, sachem but the atzan divrei kulan, meaning Reb Yosef Glili, Reb Akiva, it's not a bal chai yere, as well as according to Reb Yeshua Mishnah, because it's not ishim. But the Rebbe Yom Yerub Shimon Layed. Now in Nesachim Abom Yifim HaZevach, what happens if Nesachim come together with a Zevach, meaning you brought your normal carbon oil Shlom, Menchusen Eskem Kim Dubar, and you had Nesachim with it, and that Nesachim became Tamei or whatever. Here it's not three against two, for the first time it's four against one. Wow! The Rekulan Yerdu, four out of five. The only one that says leave it up to the Rebbe Meliel Lechudei on his own, Layed. So now the question is, how do you get the cheshbon of the four? Very simple. According to our Rabbi Yeshua says, dafka if it happens to be moita, the sachem and not moita, therefore yered. Number two, we had Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon says that anything which comes as an adjunct, Sachan Boy Mazevach, the Vikulam, Yerdu. Okay, in fact, that's the very case that he's talking about in the Mishnah. So it's Yerdu. According to the other two Tanoim, which is Reb Yosef Lili and Reb Akiva, it's not a Balchai, it's not Kikvasim, it's not Oifois. Join Yerdu. The only one that remains on the other side, like Yerdu, is from Gamliel, it says as long as it's Mizbeach. Not Moitim Mizbeach, no, it's Reb Mizbeach. Lo yet. Zotim Ariyetzt. All of that was fascinating, but it's pshita. You know, Reish Lakish is trying to tell us chidushim. We had to go work on it and concentrate and figure out what everybody holds. But after you do the math, so to speak, it's a double punch. So what is he coming to be machadish? To go and tell us this din ukidarava. Because when we started talking about that you can go be menadit a korban mincha on its own, a mincha sesachim, not a regular mincha. Which is kula kol, everybody was looking at me. I never heard of something like that. That sounds so surprising. It's amazing. Oh, okay, Rabbi, the Amir Rabbi, the Sadeh, one, Minchas Rabbi, Chol Yayim. And therefore, that's what he's coming to go and tell us. That's his chidush. Frey Timura, for that he didn't need to go and go through all of these gyrations and the Mincham and the Sachem and the Hinnah.
Hypotheticals.
Sorry?
Go through all these hypotheticals.
No, it's all different iterations.
Iterations, reiterations, hypotheticals, theoreticals, whichever way you want to refer to it. All you have to say then Shmini Kedarava. Let him just say, Rabbi said, did you hear Rava's halacha? You could be menadav. If you didn't, I want to tell you, that's what Rava holds. I know Rish Lakish was before Rava, but he could have said the halacha of Rava. He didn't need to go through the six or seven different iterations and reiterations and hypotheticals, etc. Straight to my Shmini Kedarava. Everything more, you're right. I have a new reason why Reish Lakish gave us this whole list. Nesachem abayim mazevach it's trichalei to come the karvul lemacha uliyoyma uchra. Ah, as you recall, salka daita chamin ahoyil the omer mar minchosam skem balayla minchosam skem lemachar. And other gemara say afila ada sorry yamin, meaning you come to the base of Mikdash, you tell the kohen I want to bring my oila, and he says okay, where is the accessory? What are you talking about accessories? You have to go and bring it together. Minchas esachis. I forgot. What should I do? Should I go home? No. Bring the oila now, and you bring the minchas esachim. Afila balayla, afila lemocher, afila ada sorry yamin.
Balayla mincha, you makriv a mincha balayla.
What did it say anymore?
It says balayla. I'm saying, but isn't that After the Korban, Shabbat Habayim.
Apparently it has the same din, just like Aymarin that you can put on the Mizbeach, even Balayla, apparently the same thing applies to Mitchusach. But I'm not sure we're going to get into this in greater detail elsewhere. Or just, if you don't like Mitchusachim, suggest put that in parentheses.
Nisachim doesn't feel as serious, doesn't go directly on the Mizbeach. It goes in that little corner there.
Believe me, I'm with you. I'm also as perplexed as you. But the Maaseh Gemara says you can do it. But the Ikka focus is not Balai, the Ikka focus is that you can do it even Lemachar. So what happens if the person comes Lemachar and he's bringing his Minchas Esachim on its own related to the carbon that I brought yesterday? What status does it have? Does it have a status of Mincha Bo Im Hazavah? Or does it have the status of Mincha Bo Bifnei Atzma? Oh, that is already not so crystal clear. That's why he had to go and go through all of these iterations to go and introduce that lone halacha. It wasn't necessary really to go through all the others. But since he's talking about mincha on its own, nesachim on its own, as an adjunct, this is an adjunct, so the ikar chiddush is this case where he's bringing it separately, but it's still an adjunct to the carbon that he brought yesterday. Oh, that this is an chiddush. This is nachmo. It's some that are being brought as an adjunct, but not being brought contemporaneously. Maybe they should have the same status like Nisachim that are on their own, because tomorrow they are taka on their own. Tomorrow they're no longer related to the Zevach. And so therefore I would think, Reb Shimon would agree, don't take it down from the Mizbeach because they're on their own. Kamash will no, even though they are physically on their own today or tomorrow, but religiously and halachically, they are connected with an umbilical cord to the Zevach that was brought the previous day. And so therefore, that fits directly into the case of our Mishnah, where Reb Shimon said, the Zevach lo yere, but the Nesachim yerdu, kamash will no. Okay, so all of that was kind of a in English, a brain teaser, if you will. But now the Mishnah and the Gemara after this, and now
I would think it's certainly connected. It's connected to the
Gazika.
And that's why the Gemara is. That's what
they're saying. It's not.
The Rish Lakish says it is.
It's connected.
Because you have a chiyuv to bring it. If you don't bring it, you didn't fulfill your neder in the dava.
Which is a motor of Shem and Delo Yardu.
When with you. I would have thought, Kinesachem Habboim Bithneyatz Mandamu. And I would have thought,
therefore, why Lo Yardu?
Because it's like an independent carbon. And if it's like an independent Zevach is Lo Yared, independent Sochem Lo Yeredu, Kamashulun, that's why he's come to tell you, no, it is connected with that umbilical cord, even though you don't see it, because the carbon was brought yesterday, somebody that comes to the Beis Midrash all of a sudden today, and he wasn't there yesterday, Yankel is bringing this separate Minchas Sochem on the Mizbeach, and it became possible.
It's a Havamina, Umori Reb Shimon.
Exactly. You have to read it together. In fact, he holds Yered. Good. Next Mishnah. We focused on the beginning of the Mishnah yesterday. Amizbech Mekadosh is a roi. Like anything that was roi, even though it became posel, what's the din? Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, all the other mandiyam. Now we're going to go into more detail. What do we mean about those things that were originally roi and became posel? What's the status? Look the Mishnah. Eilu im olu lo yered. The following are cases of karbonis, which became posel, as we'll see what the psulim are, but once you put on the mizbeach, leave it there. So we start off with ha-lon. The lon means that it was over on lina. Lina means that it went beyond its proper zman. We're not talking about the zman of achilas ha-karbon, but we're talking about, says Rashi, bein dam, bein emurim. What's the last moment when you're supposed to do yizrikas adam?
Shkia.
Shkia time. Beautiful. What happens now with beyond shkia? Exactly. Bein Emurim. What's referring to Emurim? That's referring to the Hector Emurim by all the Kabanas, as well as the Evarim, Pedarim, and Evarim by a carbon oila. What happens? How long are you allowed to go and put those on the Mizbeach?
Until sunrise.
Until sunrise.
Right.
Even though you're right, the Mishnah in Masechtas Brachos on Daf Beis refers to Hector Chalom Evarim. Says Rashi there, Hachamim Avera is only on the gab of the Achila of the Karim. But the gab of the Hekta Chalom Evarim, even in Midrabanon, even after that Hachik Adam and Avera, you're allowed to put it up at Gantzenacht. Why are you allowed to go and put it up the whole night? Because Kehanim is reason hang. They have alacrity, they're diligent, they'll take care of it before the morning, they can do it the entire night, even beyond Chatzot. Anyway, beginning back to our Mishnah, what happens if, in fact, the dam went beyond Shkia, and what happens if the Aymarin went beyond the Shachris, beyond Amud HaShachar, and it became possible as a result, and somebody put it on the Mizbeach anyway, guess what? Imolu lo yet.
So what do you do with it? You can't do this Rika, it's after this Zman, it's in the Mizrak. So what do you do?
Amma.
Presumably, eventually, it'll evaporate, it'll spill out. I don't know. But that's the din, you don't take it down, just leave it there. Maybe eventually it'll spoil, it'll rot, it'll become coagulated, whatever it is, eventually you take it down, but you don't take it down initially. What's the din of lon? That we already said, lon. On to vayoytze. Yoytze means that part of the carbon went outside. Only that part that went outside becomes possible, right? We had last week's...
Two kosos.
Yeah, the two kosos, the meshuya you do put on, very good. So yoytze, that went out, if it went on top of the mizbeach, just leave it there. Vahatame became tame for any one of the reasons why a carbon becomes tame. Don't put it on. You put it on, leave it there. Vishnishka chutzlazmani vichutzlam koimai. What happens if you have a pigle situation? That during the shechita, Kabbalah Saddam, and all the rest, the person who did it had in mind a chutzlazmani pigle, which makes it into kares, chutzlam koimai, which makes it into apostle. What happens if, nevertheless, somebody put on top of the mizbeach, imola lo yered? Just leave it there. Vishakibul psulim, the zarko estamei, someone who was posel, was makabal the blood, and he did the zarika sadam. Now, normally psulim could be anything across the board. For instance, he's a balmum lemashal, but in Yetzir Hashem we'll see on the Amid Beis, we're only referring to a coin that's posel because he's tamei. Since he's tamei, he should not be doing the avoida, but if he did it, he did the kabal sadam, the zarika sadam. Nevertheless, what happens to this carbon? Don't put on the mizbeach, it's tamei. carbon itself is not tameh, but the kohen who did it was tameh. That causes the whole carbon to be disqualified. Don't put it on. Each one of these cases we're going to discuss in the Gemara in more detail. Rabbi Huda says, I agree with everything that you've discussed until now, but I want to tell you there are three exceptions to the rule, which we have not enumerated until now, where im Allah yere. What are those three cases? Rabbi Huda Imer, shenishchet balayla, if you shechta the karm by night. What are you doing to shechta the karm by night? V'yoyim zivchachem, the Pasuk tells you, you got to go and do it during the day, not at night. Or nishbach dama, what happens if the dam spilled out from the tzavar habehema directly onto the ground? It never hit a mizrach, went straight to the ground. No good. V'yatsa dama chutz l'kloim, what happens if all the dam that you were supposed to use for the zrika went chutz l'kloim, meaning it became posel b'yoytzei? And all three cases, if subsequently you brought it to the top of the mizbeach, you took the carbon and put it on top of the mizbeach, then also teirei, Nemtisarub, take it down. Why did Rabbi Yehuda hold on these three cases as opposed to all the other cases? We'll see in the Gemara, based on a pasuk in Yetzirah. Rabbi Shimon, I am a loiter. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree. All those that we had previously at the beginning of the Mishnah are im olu loyerdu, and the three cases you just enumerated are also loiter. And now Rabbi Shimon gives us the general rules, which we are familiar with. Shem Shimon Oymer Kol Shem Psule Bakoidish Hakoidish Mekabloi Loihoye Psule Bakoidish Ein Hakoidish Mekabloi. Shem Shimon says, if the Psule was Bakoidish, meaning that when the Behemoth was brought to the Beis Hamikdash initially, it was perfect, without flaw, without blemish. If the Psule happened in the Koidish, as it was in the Azara, for instance, it became Pasul B'Yoytze, it became Pasul B'Tumah. The behemoth originally was a star behemoth, was the most expensive behemoth in the store. It was beautiful, gewaldig. But the psul happened in the Kodesh. HaKodesh Mekable, if it went to the top of the Mizbeach, what's the din? It's Mekabel im Ola lo yeret. Like, how you psul about Kodesh? What happens if the psul happened prior to the behemoth coming to the Beis Hamikdash? Which type of case? We'll see in the Gemara, for instance, the Roy Venir, we'll see in the Mishnah another two lines. Like, psul about Kodesh. Ain Egdish Makadish, Ain Hakoidish Makabloi. You put on the Mizbeach goes and says, Arup, Aros, take it out. It has no business being here on the Mizbeach. So give me examples, Ve'elish Lehoye Psulim Bakoidish, that there was a pre existing psul before you entered into the Beis Hamikdash. You have the Roiv Venerva, an animal that came disqualified because it lived with a human being. Va'amukzva Nevad, it was set aside for Avodah Zarah. Mukta is a machloikis, whether this animal itself was designated for Avodah Zarah, and people have not worshipped it yet, or Muktzah could also mean for an atakroivis Avodah Zarah. You set aside something to be brought as the sacrifice for the Avodah Zarah. V'hanevan means that it was actually worshipped for Avodah Zarah. Vo esnan v'amachir, esnan zoyna, mechir kelev, as we all know. V'yitzovi beis Hashem l'kechel chol neder, ki t'yavas Hashem. V'akilayim, if this happens to be a mixed breed, even if it's a mixed breed between two kosher animals, such as a sheep together with a goat, no good. V'hatreifa, where we have identified that the animal is a treifa. V'yoytzidoytzin, it was born with what we call today a C-section, a kaiserschnitt, it was not born normally. It says in the Pasuk,
ki yivoled.
Shor oichesu v'yeis, ki yivoled. Yivoled is the lashon of leida. It's got to be a leida. This wasn't a leida, it was a yoytzidoytzin. Parcel for a car. Ubali mum, if it has a mum that you can go and tell on the carbon. All of these cases, since these are psulim shaloi hoyu ba koidish, these pre existed before coming into the Beis Hamikdash. Barry has previously asked, and I believe the Gemara is going to deal with not today, tomorrow, the next day, or whatever. It's theoretically possible that some of these things could happen chas v'sholem in the Azara. You could have a theoretical, halavayit should never happen. You could have theoretically the behemoth was not a roiva venirva when it entered into the Beis Hamikdash, but before we had a chance to bring it for a carbon, it became a roiva venirva in the Beis Hamikdash. Chulila v'chas. What status does that have? Our Mishnah doesn't address it. The Gemara assumes, or our Mishnah assumes that this, how could something like that happen? Okay, anyway, it's ein psulay bakoinish, and therefore if it got to the top of the Mizbeach, take it down and oliate it.
Doesn't mention a mechusar zman, like a child. We just quoted the pasuk of 8 days.
Yeah.
It doesn't mention a korban less than 8 days old.
But the good news is we got plenty of Gemara that's going to add more cases and other shaylas, etc. But you're right, Gemara Mishnah does not mention it. What about Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva says machshir b'balimum. That final case of balimum, Rabbi Kiva is machshir. We'll see mitzvah in the Gemara. He's machshir if you're talking about a minimal balmum, such as doikin sheba'ayin, whereby an oif it would be kusher. So even though by behem it's stak apostle, but with the avid, if it's on top of the mizbeach, im Allah, lo yirid. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim Oimer. Oh, that's the famous queen Skana Kehanim.
From
Psochem. The good news is we're not going to have those difficult Gemaras. Yeah, very, very difficult.
Wasn't it Yuma?
No, it's the end of first paragraph.
No, we had the question of whether you could burn the truma, which was being the tame, the truma with the other. I don't remember exactly the
truma. I think you're thinking of Chaimer B'Kodesh, which is in Chagiga. But
no, there's a whole...
Could be in Yuma, could be as well, yeah. I mean, almost every Masechta somewhere about Tumah V'Tahara, which causes people to go crazy. But Tumah V'Tahara is really not that difficult if you know the basics.
There's a way you can burn certain Trumas with one level of Trumah with this, or the other level of Trumah, you're increasing the...
Yeah, gotcha. Because you're making the Trumah before it becomes burned, you're elevating the intensity and level of the Tumah.
Very good. I think that was
Chanina Skana Kohen. Could be. We'll make sure we get to the Sakhman in a couple of years, and we'll go over again.
As a Skana Kohen, he's very involved with Yom Kippur. In case something happened, he's a Skana Kohen.
Yes. That's another reason why Chanina is called the Skana Kohen. Doichoya Abba, my father, doesn't identify who Rabbi Chanina's father was. Doichoya Abba is Bali Mumin, Meyalgam Mizbeach. Meaning, he said, Yered, take him down. Apparently, he argues with Rabbi Kiva. We'll see more Mirchem in the Gemara. Now, it says in the Mishnah Vayta, Kishem Shem Olu Lo Yerdu, and all of these that we just spoke about, Im Olu Lo Yerdu, leave them. Kachem Yerdu Lo Yalu. However, what happens if they fell off the Mizbeach, or someone took them down from the Mizbeach? Don't say, well, since the Mizbeach was already Makabal and Makadish, it's a royal, and was already there, and Lo Yerdu, if it comes down, put it back. No. It should not have been put up in the first place. It got up there, but you have it? Leave it. If it fell down or somebody took it down, don't put it up again. Loya. The kulin sha'olu chayim l'roisha mizbeach. What happens if any of these animals were alive and they were obviously in some sort of temper or fury that they ran up the kevish to the top of the mizbeach? What happens now? Kulin sha'olu chayim l'roisha mizbeach. Yerdu, take it down. Do not leave them on top of the mizbeach. What about oila she'olza chayiv l'roisha mizbeach? The very case we're talking about in oila could be virtually any carbon. In other words, any type of animal, whether it happens to be a bakar, minatzoy, minaizim, or even oifais. They went to the top of the mizbeach. Of course, in all cases by an oila, except by oifis, it's got to be a zohar. But it goes across the board, all animals. And now it goes to the top of the mizbeach. Teire, we just said. Olu chayim teire. But what happens if shchotim l'roisha mizbeach? Somebody shechted the b'roshim. Should he have done that? No, he should have taken it down. But when I'm to be shechted b'roshim mizbeach, then leave it there. Meaning, don't take it down for purposes of hefshit. Hefshit means to strip it, to flay it of its skin. And we have to do linen socheha v'yinatcha. You have to go and cut it into slices. Normally, you do that in the base of mitbachayim. In this case, b'mkoyma, you're going to go and make a temporary base mitbachayim at the top of the mizbeach for purposes of this one lone carbon, and hopefully this will be a lesson for Kahanim next time. Be more careful. Don't let the animals go and run up the kevish to the top of the Mizbeach.
If the Mizbeach is not entirely in the north, isn't this a problem? Because you're not doing Shechita B'Tzafon.
So either we have to assume it's that Mandi Amar, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Gemara goes into that. But you remember we had a Mishnah about this much earlier on in the Masechta. What happens if you shechted on the Mizbeach, whether it has to be Dafke B'Tzafoyim, or do you deem the entire Mizbeach as Tzafoyim?
Whether it's actually in the Dorum or not.
Exactly. We had that earlier on. We'll have to find it. Top of Nun Chesom Aleph. That was the new Perek. Kochi Kedushim, Nun Chesom Aleph. Kochi Kochim, Sheshochim, B'Roisha Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Ki'ilu Nishchetu B'Tzafoyim. What's the ki'ilu? So initially the Gemara Taka says it depends on whether it happens to be Taka B'Tzafon or not, but the Gemara says afterwards no, and the reason why we allow for Shechita B'Tzafon, at least the Gemara had such a Havamina, maybe because there's not enough room down below, Dachuk Le'Mokot. Okay, that was a whole sugya back on Daf Nun Ches. But getting back to our Mishnah now, if you shechted it, you got to be mafshit and menateach it from koyim on top of the mizbeach. Good. So, Kimar, let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda for a moment. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said there are three cases, even though it's psulet b'koidish, im ola yered, or im olsa teired. What were those cases? Nishcha palayla, nishpach doma, yotadoma chutz leklay. Tan Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, says in the pasuk, zois he hu oila, vishtei zois hi oila, you have pasuk number two, tzavas andes ban of lemar, zois toiras hu oila, he hu oila. So you have number one, zois. Zois, like ze, of course, is a miut. And then you have the word he, which is also miut, this one. And then the second, hu oila, with the hey ayidia, hu oila. What do you need the extra hey for? So you have hari elu, gimel, miutim, three miutim, ukiyana. Prat, nishchad balayla. Number two, shenishbach dhamma. Number three, shiyotza dhamma, chutz leklai. In all three cases, shem alza, teiret. How do I learn it from? Zois hi oila. Why does Rabbi Yehuda learn these are the miyutim? Why not the others of the Mishnah, the Lun, with the Yoitzim, and the Tomei? Why does he come to exclude those? So the Mishnah, the Gemara, and the Amud Beis is going to go through every one of the cases of our Mishnah to show why Rabbi Yehuda holds those others leave im ola lo yered, only these three im alu yered. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, oila, it says in the Pasuk oila, ein li ela oila ksheira. The Pasuk talks about zois teres oila, the oila is kosher. Put on the mizbeach, leave on the mizbeach, and gebaldik. As well as all the other cases of the Mishnah, v'halon, v'hayoytze, v'hatame, v'shinishchot chutz l'zman, v'chutz l'mkoymoy, v'shikiblu psulim, v'zarku ezdamoy. That was straight from our Mishnah, word for word. And Reb Shimon adds a couple of more cases that the Mishnah leaves out, such as anitonim lemata shenosna lemala, ulemala shenosna lemata. Those kabbonis where the zrika sadam should have been lemata michuta sikra, and he put them lemala, or it was a kar mechatzis lemosha supposed to be lemala, and he did the zrika sadam lemata. The kabbonis apostle, kabbonis are no good. But what happens if they came on top of the mizbechim alu lo yedu? Leave them there. Vanitonim b'chutz shenosim b'fnim. B'fnim shenosim b'chutz. They were talking about the chatas chitoinim and the chatas pinimi, that you did it in the wrong place. You brought it into, in front of the parochus instead of doing it outside, or you did it outside in the parochus, or in the mizbeach ha'pinimi, etc. So nitonim b'chutz shenosim b'fnim, b'fnim shenosim b'chutz. Again, these are apostle kabbalas. However, since it's all psulim b'koidish, im olu lo yed. And the same thing with the pasuk b'chatas shachter shloi lishman. Oh, daf beis amid maybe some with aleph. What happens if a korban beis and korban mechatzis is shech shloi lishman? And according to Reb Lezer, also a korban asham. And according to Ben
Reb Yossi, korban ola.
And who else we had then? Ben Azay.
Ben Azay. Bishim zaken.
Anyway, the good news is all of those in shech shloi lishman, since shloi lishman they're possible. Again, you put it on top of the mizbeach minayin im ola lo yered. What's the raya? Riba toira achas kol oil. Whenever you see the word toiras, after all, the toira is toira. What do you have to repeat the word toira? So that toira comes say toira achas kol oilim shem olu lo yed. Oibazoi, really the kol oilim am olu lo yed. Yochash ni marba. Maybe I should include the others of the Mishnah, the Raven, the Neir, the Mukta, the Neva, the Esam, the Chikalim, and the Kalayin, the Treif, the Yoyt, the Doifin. We said about all of those, it's Ein Psulim Bakoidish, what's the din? The Yerdu. Why don't you say, oh, Toyra, so Toyra, everything. Tamaloymer, Zois, Toyra, so Oila. Ah, so I have that, the Toyra is Tak Amarba, Riboy. I have the Zois, which of course is a Miut. So I struggle now. Which ones fall into the Miut category? Which ones fall into the Riboy category? Umar Reis, Rabbi says, Elo Hoitzi, Eselu. Oh, and the Mar Achash Riba, Kosa from Miut, since the Toyra is both a Riboy and Miut. Because after all, until a few minutes ago, it was a perfect carbon. Unfortunately, something happened in the base of Mikdash, whatever it was, whether psul yoytze, psul tumah, whatever. If you psul b'koidish, the diavad, and all of the they were totally disqualified in the first place. Roy Vanirva has no right to even get close to the base of Mikdash. What are you even thinking? It doesn't pass the entrance exam. It doesn't pass, right? You go to doctors today, you have to fill out a questionnaire in advance. You fill out the questionnaire, no, disqualified. No. Okay, so that was the Rib Shimon. Good. Now we go back to Rib Yehuda. What means back to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember, said, it based on the pasuk, the three miyutim, the zois, mithi he, mithi hu oila, capital hey, hey hayidia, that based on that we exclude three that im olu yet. But all the other cases, the Mishnah, the Lon, and everything else, he said, yeah, yeah, im olu yet. So manishtana, why these yah, why these nesh, Rabbi Yehuda, maisil, mehocha. All the others he brings based on svaris, not based on a specific pasuk, or based on mamatzinus, binyanav. Memneima omru, so now we're going to go through the list that we started off at the beginning of the Mishnah. All those that im olu, lo yerdu, leave them. The first one was lon. Memneima omru, lon, bidam, kosher. Why if the dam was beyond its man, meaning after shkia, if by accident you put it now in the mizbeach, it's already the lon, kosher, leave it there. Why is that? Why don't you say yerid, sharil lon, kosher be'aymarin, because by aymarin, if you left it over beyond itzman, which means the morning after amud shachar, what's the din? You put it on the mizbech, im ol lo yered. So now, two things I don't know. I don't know dam, but I learned it from aymarin, but I don't know aymarin. Lon be'aymarin kosher, you know why that's kosher? Shari lon kosher be'basar, because if you're talking about a carbon shlomim, even though this basar has gone beyond its first day and beyond its first night, so in a sense it's gone beyond the lina time of the shkia and of the alois shachar, but it's kosher b'basar, vadi you'll have to go and eat.
But that's not a deadline.
So now Rabbi Yisai, the question you're asking is right on target. Mi'at Shem, in another five lines, the Gemara is going to say v'chidon and dovish loy bechsheirai v'dovish bechsheirai. That's Gemara's kasha. Mi'at Shem, we'll get to that shortly. Next case, Yoytze. You know why yoytze b'diavad, leave it, sh'yoytze kosher b'bama. When you had the zman heter abamas, yoytze was kosher. On that, the Gemara is going to ask the same kosher. Right. How can you learn a davish le'bechsherif and davbechsherif? Mi'at Shem will deal with that. Next case, tameh. You know why tameh? Hoil b'huta la'voides tzibur. Oh, now that already makes a lot of sense. That's very logical. Tak by an avoidus yoche tak, it's disqualified. But since I find somewhere else that there is a possibility of tummy being kosher in the case of avoidus tzibur, tumhutra b'tzibur, tuhuyim b'tzibur, shoyt, that's enough that if you had a tummy by karmen yochet, b'dievet, leave it. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Vayta chutz l'zmane, hoyil umaratze l'piguloi. As we know, it has to be pigul perfect. And what means pigul perfect? That every other aspect of the avoidus have to be perfect. Whether we're talking about the Shechita, or the Kabbalah Zadam, or the Halacha, or the Zrika, in one of those occasions, somebody said, or had in mind, the Chutzla Zmanai. But otherwise, everything else was perfect. And you have to go through all four. What happens if the person only had the Machshava Chutzla Zmanai by the first carbon, by the first Avoida, Shkayach, by the Shechita, or by the Kabbalah Zadam, or by the Halacha Zadam, before the Zrika? And you didn't do a Zrika. You didn't do a Zrika. It never became pigul. To be the pigul.
What's the expression?
Karko is kosher, kachar is posel. Very good. So since it's meratza bigulai, the fourth avoida was meratza. Meratza in the sense that gave it the stempel. It is now officially certified, verified as pigul. So that's why it's the chiyor epipsashtikul kashrus in the process of pigul. So therefore, im olah leyed. Chutzum koymer hal veiskish lechutz lezmanai. These are those kind of cousins. So therefore, just like the chutz lezmanai, we said that it's meratzel biguloi, and therefore im olah leyed. Chutzum koymer is in the same category. Iskish lechutz lezmanai.
Essentially, sometimes the Gemara seems to talk about in terms of the bama. The chutz lemkomo is heter abamos.
And then we're going to have the same kasha as before by the yoytze, right? So he wanted to get away from that kasha. Right? We don't mean any apostle. In other words, a kohen who happens to be a balmum, we're not including him. We're only including those kahanim that are chozla avoides tzibur. Which kahanim of a chozla avoides tzibur? A kohen that became tamei. You're talking about tumut. Hutchu b'tzibur. The Koyim, the Kahanim happened to be Tomei. Of course, one individual Koyim will say Aros. But if the Roiv of Kahanim, of that Mishmor, of that Mesav, whatever, are all Tomeim, what's it in? They're all Roi to do the Avoidas Tzibur. So here too, but the Avid, if they did it by Avoidas Yachid, all Tzakusha, Im Allah, Lo Yerim. With that, we've gone through the full list of our Mishnah. And now we know why Rabbi Yehuda, even though on those three, he says, Mala Yered, or the others, he finds a basis to go and say, Mala Lo Yered. Frank Timura, but those kashas that we asked already before, V'chidon and Dovish Le'Bechsher, Medov Bechsherai, how can you learn the din of Lon by Emerin, or the din of Yoitze from the fact that there is by Shlomim that you can go and eat it the next day? That's the mitzvah. It's not we're learning from the Psalm. That's the mitzvah that's what you're supposed to do. Eat it for full 2 days. And the times of the Bomas, there was no concept of Nichnas or Yoitze. Wherever you were throughout Eretz Yisrael, maybe in Chutzlaretz, but at least in Eretz Yisrael, wherever you brought the carbon, whether it was in Tel Aviv, don't be offended, we're going to leave in 1 minute, whether it's in Tel Aviv, or B'nai Brak, or Haifa, or wherever it was, that's totally Bechsherai. So how can you learn the din of Yoitze, Shloi Bechsherai, Midavish Bechsherai? Says Gemara, you're absolutely right. These svaras that we just gave, these are really only asmachtas ba'alma. Tana as we started, so oyla riba samachle, the ikar that Rabbi Yehuda is soymach on all of these that he says that they're all kosher, but the evidim ola lo yereh, it's based on the pasuk zoy started, so oyla, what's zoy started, so oyla, toira achas l'chol hu oylin, and from the zois we exclude those things which were Eitzul and Bakoidish, that even before you came to the Koidish. So that's the Iker. In interpreting the Pasuk, then he gave all of these as examples, and to kind of, is this Reb Shimon speaking? This is actually Reb Yehuda speaking. Okay. But Reb Shimon agrees with all of this. Says it's almost like a Doidish Tam in the Kra. Why are all of these permitted to go on top of the Mizbeach? Not lechatkila, but b'diavad if it's already there im olu lo yere, because besides the pasuk of the zois toira, that the toira is marva all of these, for each one of them I can also try to give a logical premise, a logical justification, a logical parallel. So even though it's not totally on all fours, when you're talking about the basar, for instance, the shlom, that's the way you're supposed to do it. You got 2 full days. It's not a lun situation. But lemaisa, it is beyond the normal time of all carbonates to eat, the regular normal carbon.
It's preferable. It's not, you know, it's not, you don't, shouldn't do it.
Exactly. Good.
Exactly.
So Shlomo, since you can and you're permitted to do a lun situation, l'chatchila, so therefore the same thing by the lun of the dam and the lun of the emor, and even though it's a b'dieved situation, I have something which I can hang my hat on, so to speak, a hook to hang my hat on, to find that there is a lun which is kosher. There is a yoitze which is kosher, kosher babam. But that's not the ikar limit. The ikar limit is for the pasuk pays where it's oila, and this says Rashi, these reasons that the Gemara gave is no las machta bi'alma. Stop over here.
It's interesting that in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, yeah, we have